This Brigham Young University Idaho devotional address by HR Administrator Sam Idom was delivered June 9th, 2026.
Sam Idom is a native of Ashton, Idaho. He was raised with a deep appreciation of hard work, faith, and the outdoors. Values that continue to guide both his professional and personal life. Brother Idom earned his bachelor's degree in business management with an emphasis in corporate finance from BYU, Idaho, and completed a master's degree in management and leadership from Western Governors University. He has worked at BYU, Idaho for the past 12 years. Throughout his life, Brother Idom has served as a primary teacher, finance clerk, counselor in several elders' quorums and presidencies, and a counselor in a bishopric. He currently serves on the Rexburg, Idaho East Stake High Council. Brother Idom served a mission in Oakland, California, and he has been married to Tayla for 22 years. They have four children and enjoy spending time together mountain biking, hiking, and downhill skiing.
Thank you for that musical number. We live in such a wonderful time where we have access to literally more information than any previous generation that has ever lived on this earth. Information is readily available upon request, and within minutes, sometimes seconds, we can find the answers to questions that historically would have taken hours, days, weeks, months, or even years to find. We are truly living in an amazing time. Technology is constantly advancing and will continue to advance and improve at exponential rates. Artificial intelligence, for example, is changing the way people work, learn, interact, and even think. Some experts speculate that in the near future, AI will have the ability to leap past human intelligence, becoming thousands of times smarter than all of humanity combined. On May 26, just 2 weeks ago, Elder Garrett W. Gong of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles attended an AI summit in Athens, Greece, where he acknowledged that in 2 to 5 years, AI may equal or surpass human ability to perform many cognitive tasks through what is being called artificial general intelligence or artificial superintelligence. While this is exciting and maybe nerve-wracking for some, this is the reality of the times we are living in. However, even with all these advances in technology, it is important to remember and understand that God's knowledge is supreme and is greater than what any AI model, application, agent, chatbot, or search engine will ever be. In his book titled, All These Things Shall Give Thee Experience, Neil A. Maxwell wrote, "The ascendancy of Jesus Christ among all of our spirit brothers and sisters is clearly set forth. Of him it was said that he is more intelligent than they all. This means that Jesus knows more about astrophysics than all the humans who have ever lived, who live now, and who will yet live. Likewise, the same may be said about any other topic or subject. Moreover, what the Lord knows is fortunately vastly more, not just barely more, than the combination of what all mortals know." With technology advancing so quickly, and with AI tools being implemented in so many areas of our lives, what does this look like for our future careers, our hobbies and interests, our church callings, how we study the scriptures and the words of the prophets, how we learn, and how will we be able to recognize truth? President Russell M. Nelson said, "In coming days, it will not be possible to survive spiritually without the guiding, directing, comforting, and constant influence of the Holy Ghost." President Dallin H. Oakes also said that one of the many reasons you will need the constant influence of the Holy Ghost is that you will live in a season in which the adversary has become so effective at disguising truth that if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you will be deceived. Many obstacles lie ahead. The distractions will be many. With so much information readily available and with the technological ability of search engines, social media, and AI to customize a response and personalize search engine search results based on algorithms, It will be easy to go down paths that can complicate even the most simple truths, causing you to doubt what you know to be true. President Dieter F. Uchtdorf taught that sometimes the truth may just seem too straightforward, too plain, and too simple for us to fully appreciate its great value. So, we set aside what we have experienced and know to be true in pursuit of more mysterious or complicated information. Hopefully, we learn that when we chase after shadows, we are pursuing matters that have little substance and value. He continues, "This beautiful gospel is so simple a child can understand it, a child can grasp it, yet so profound and complex that it will take a lifetime, even an eternity of study and discovery, to fully understand it. But sometimes we take the beautiful lily of God's truth and gild it with layer upon layer of man-made good ideas, programs, and expectations. Each one by itself might be helpful and appropriate for a certain time and circumstance, but when they are laid on top of each other, they can create a mountain of sediment that becomes so thick and heavy that we risk losing sight of that precious flower we once loved so dearly." So what are some things we can do to remain laser-focused on the truth with all the many sources of data, people's opinions, the many voices always vying for our attention, and other information that constantly bombards us? I truly believe that the answer is to keep it simple. We hear of the small and simple things, or the primary answers, such as be nice, love everyone, forgive others, repent, say your prayers, read your scriptures, pay your tithing, go to church, attend the temple. Doing these things are the ingredients for not only building a strong foundation in the gospel, but for maintaining that foundation. These simple primary answers are what's needed to strengthen and maintain our relationship with Jesus Christ and to stay close to the Spirit. Doing these things will help us prioritize what is most important in our lives and will help us maintain an eternal perspective. Some of the most important truths are also the simplest. I remember when my twin boys were younger and when they were asked to give their first talk in scripture in primary. Here's a little clip of them practicing at home before we left for church.
And we learn.
We're children of God. We came to earth in a home and a family who loves us. We have a Savior Jesus Christ. Because that's my favorite book. And so we can live Harry Potter and Jesus again.
And I say these things
in the name of Jesus Christ, amen. Second, John 32:3. Feast upon the words of Christ. Pray, behold, the words of Christ to all things we used to do.
He really couldn't read at that time. But I love watching these videos of my kids from when they were younger. These simple messages remind me of how beautifully simple the gospel is by pointing us back to our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ, and the scriptures. And even though the messages they shared were simple and short, there was so much truth within them. President Nelson said, "I urge you to stretch beyond your current spiritual ability to receive personal revelation. For the Lord has promised that if thou shalt seek, thou shalt receive revelation upon revelation, knowledge upon knowledge, that thou mayest know the mysteries and peaceable things, that which bringeth joy, that which bringeth life eternal." With that in mind, let's review 2 Nephi 32:3-5. Angels speak by the power of the Holy Ghost. Wherefore, they speak the words of Christ. Wherefore, I say unto you, feast upon the words of Christ. For behold, the words of Christ will tell you all things what you should do. For behold, again I say unto you that if you will enter in by the way and receive the Holy Ghost, it will show you all things what ye should do. The Holy Ghost can be your constant companion. He will be able to tell you all things and show you all things what you should do. He is not a respecter of persons. He will tell you exactly how it is. He will speak to your heart and mind and let you know what you need and when you need it in order to come closer to the Savior, Jesus Christ. He will let you know what is truth. And this does not apply to only spiritual matters. This can apply to anything in life. In Moroni 10, 5 through 6, we read, "And by the power of the Holy Ghost, ye may know the truth of all things, and whatsoever thing is good and just and true. Wherefore, nothing that is good denieth the Christ, but acknowledgeth that he is." So going back to the warnings from President Nelson and President Oakes, what are some things we can do to successfully navigate our world of artificial intelligence and information overloads? May I suggest that we focus on our divine intelligence, meaning that we live our lives in a way that enables us to stay close to Jesus Christ and receive the personal revelation needed from the Holy Ghost to successfully navigate the challenges that may come with the use of both human intelligence and artificial intelligence. Focusing on our divine intelligence by doing the small and simple things will help us maintain the spiritual momentum we need to discern truth from error. We need to learn how the Spirit speaks to us so that we can be ready at a moment's notice to listen and obey those promptings. Elder Quinton L. Cook said, "Any device, or even one equipped with artificial intelligence, will never be as important or significant as the spiritual guidance that comes from divine revelation." Going back to those primary answers, be nice, love everyone, forgive others, repent, say your prayers, read your scriptures, pay your tithing, go to church, attend the temple. These are all critical components of staying close to Jesus Christ and of being in tune with the Holy Ghost. Being consistent in doing these things will help us with our divine intelligence by remaining close to the Spirit so that we may discern truth from error, because the Holy Ghost will bear witness of the truth of all things. AI and other technologies have the ability to do amazing things that can improve, enhance, and even at times complicate the lives of all people in many different ways. However, Satan is also aware of what AI and other technologies can do, and he will also use the tools available to him to deceive and distract us from the things that are most important. We want to be able to utilize the blessings that come from AI and other technologies, but this means that we must strive to have a more focused approach on having the Holy Ghost as our constant companion, so that we can receive the personal revelation necessary to avoid being deceived. We should always remember that we are children of a loving Heavenly Father who knows us personally. We have a Savior, Jesus Christ, who suffered and died for all of us. They know us better than any AI agent or algorithm will ever know. In a young adult devotional message speaking about AI, Elder David A. Bednar said, "This remarkable technology offers the potential of advancing knowledge, improving our quality of life, facilitating communication and connection, enhancing personal learning and growth, and fostering creativity and innovation. AI also has the potential to obscure our true identity as sons and daughters of a loving Heavenly Father, distract us from the eternal truths and righteous work necessary for spiritual growth, engender pride and diminished acknowledgement of our dependence upon God, and distort or replace meaningful human interaction." Elder Bednar then goes on and continues.
"Consider the following perilous possibility. An AI-developed companion, a girlfriend or boyfriend, can be meticulously designed to offer engaging and addictive experiences, appealing to a wide range of emotional and social needs. This personalization creates a sense of connection and understanding, making interactions with these virtual companions highly appealing. The allure is further heightened by their 24/7 availability and the absence of the complexities often found in authentic human relationships. From remembering important dates to responding in a consistently and understanding manner, these AI companions are programmed to fulfill idealized companionship roles, making them especially addictive, and distorting perceptions of things as they really are in human relationships. Always remember that an AI companion is only a mathematical algorithm. It does not like you. It does not care. It really does not know if you exist or not. To repeat, it is a set of computer equations that will treat you as an object to be acted upon if you let it. Please do not let this technology entice you to become an object. This example is but one of millions of potential perils with artificial intelligence. My intent is not to suggest that artificial intelligence is inherently bad. It is not. Nor am I saying we should not use the many capabilities of AI in appropriate ways to learn, to communicate, to lift and brighten lives, and to build and strengthen the church. Of course we should. We should not be afraid of or attempt to hide from AI. But the righteous possibilities of this amazing technological tool can be realized only if we are aware of and guard against its perils. To navigate the complex intersection of spirituality and technology, Latter-day Saints should humbly and prayerfully, one, identify gospel principles that can guide their use of artificial intelligence, and two, strive sincerely for the companionship of the Holy Ghost and the spiritual gift of revelation.
Elder Bednar then made the invitation to study the AI guiding principles developed and distributed by the church called Principles for Church Use of Artificial Intelligence. The first couple of paragraphs in this document state that artificial intelligence is a rapidly developing technology that has significant potential to assist the church in accomplishing God's work of salvation and exaltation. Properly using AI will help the church achieve its divine purposes more effectively and efficiently. The moral and ethical considerations that come with the use of AI require wisdom and good judgment. God is the source of all truth. AI does not replace divinely appointed sources, but if used correctly, it can be a powerful tool for helping earnest seekers of truth search and access such sources. As we work with AI and integrate all of its potential capabilities and functions into our daily lives, our schooling, scripture study, teaching, and employment, we will need to ensure that our divine intelligence is on high alert and ready to go. In a worldwide address introducing the church's AI guiding principles, Elder Garrett W. Gong of the Quorum of the 12 Apostles and Elder John C. Pingree of the 70s said that while using AI, we should rely on the Spirit, wisdom, and trusted sources. Elder Gong acknowledged that some people will weaponize AI tools. He said, "Of particular concern are deepfakes, the fictitious or malicious use of someone's name, image, and likeness. These are most likely to happen to people such as church leaders who have a recognizable face and voice, a significant amount of video and audio in the public domain, and known and motivated antagonists." Elder Gong then went on to say that the reliance on the Holy Spirit, wisdom, and trusted sources can help inoculate against deepfakes. Using our divine intelligence to rely on the Holy Ghost will help us to discern light and truth. DNC 9336 states that the glory of God is intelligence, or in other words, light and truth. Having the ability to receive information so quickly is such a blessing in so many ways. However, even with the speedy AI prompt or web search results, we should strive to pause and take a minute to think about the information we are receiving. Does it make sense? Does it feel right? Is this in harmony with the scriptures and the teachings of current prophets? Does this come from a reliable source? Taking the time to pause will help give you the valuable time space needed for you to feel or receive any guidance from the Holy Ghost. Elder Gong said, "While generative artificial intelligence may be quick to offer information, it can never replace revelation or generate truth. If something does not feel right or is inconsistent with what you know is true, seek to discern before believing." I love that we have the opportunity to embrace and implement new technologies. I enjoy the learning, growth, and efficiencies gained by the use of technology, especially AI. However, as technology improves and advances, it becomes more and more difficult to distinguish between what is real versus what is fake. And I'm constantly drawn back to the warnings from President Nelson and President Oaks. And here they are again, from President Nelson. "In coming days, it will not be possible to survive spiritually without the guiding, directing, comforting, and constant influence of the Holy Ghost." And from President Oaks, "One of the many reasons you will need the constant influence of the Holy Ghost is that you live in a season in which the adversary has become so effective at disguising truth that if you don't have the Holy Ghost, you will be deceived. Many obstacles lie ahead. The distractions will be many." Jesus Christ is our Savior and Redeemer. He loves us, He knows us, and He understands us perfectly. My hope and prayer for you today is that as you move forward embracing and incorporating new technologies like AI into your daily lives and activities, that you will remember to be strong in your divine intelligence by doing the small and simple things, and by being consistent on those simple yet profound primary answers of be nice, love everyone, forgive others, say your prayers, read your scriptures, pay your tithing, go to church, attend the temple. The Holy Ghost testifies of Jesus Christ. He can and will manifest the truth of all things to you, and in the wild mix of data and information that constantly surrounds you, you will be able to receive the personal revelation needed so that you will not be deceived. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
For more information about this program, please visit the BYU Idaho website at byu.edu/devotionals.